talking about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olive and Richard with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Fraser Coast and Hervey Bay Tourism is struggling to recover after ex-tropical Cyclone Alfred. Fraser Island Retreat is usually booming with business this time of year, but due to the damage of the coastline, cancellations are impacting businesses. Owner Russell Possel has been honouring full refunds on cancellations, but is facing fees from credit card companies. He states, "We can see the bank account balance disappearing in front of our eyes as their costs keep coming through." Also in local news, Queensland will introduce tougher child protection measures by the end of the year, honouring the state's promise to Daniel Morcombe's parents. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli honoured the 13-year-old murder victim on Sunday, announcing the crackdown on child safety. The LNP government declared $10 million would go into a website that listed offenders who breached bail, flagging sex offenders to residents in their area. Mr. Crisafulli said, "We have to put the rights of victims and children ahead of the rights of sex offenders." In national news, a bushfire endangers Ledge Point, Western Australia, as emergency warnings are issued. People have been urged to leave the coastal town now, as lives and homes are threatened by fires. Ledge Point is 105 kilometres north of Perth, and the Department of Fire and Emergency Services has said the uncontrolled bushfire was moving in a west-northwesterly direction towards the town. Residents are told to act immediately, and an evacuation centre is being set up at Lancelin Community Sports Centre, north of Ledge Point.
In other national news, Sydney had its hottest March night in 149 years, with temperatures dropping to 25.9 degrees Celsius. The new record comes amid a warning by the Bureau of Meteorology for soaring temperatures and strong winds on Sunday and the issuing of a fire ban for New South Wales. Residents across the state have been warned to stay indoors and hydrated. New South Wales Ambulance Chief Superintendent Steve Vaughan said they expected around 3,500 calls on Sunday, with a number related to the conditions. In international news, SpaceX Crew 10 has docked at International Space Station for a crew swap with two stranded astronauts. The capsule has delivered four members of relief US astronauts, Butch Wilmore and Sidney William, who have been in orbit for 9 months. They are scheduled to depart the ISS on Wednesday. "It was a wonderful day. Great to see our friends arrive," Miss Williams said. The space mission has been entangled with US politics. President Donald Trump and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk have claimed Joe Biden left the astronauts in space for political reasons. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with 30% chance of rain. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 32. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is a very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZ.org.au.